Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello.
Scott Mills.
Afternoon, it's Mills here. Notice I've got a ill voice today. Do you know what, chappers? I had the quietest weekend ever. I went to see my mum in Southampton.
Right.
I might as well have just gone out all weekend because it sounds like I have. And I
didn't.
What
did she do to you?
No, nothing. We had some dinner on Saturday. I saw my brother on Sunday. It was really civilised. And now this happens.
You weren't shouting at them all weekend?
No.
Okay.
How are you?
I'm all right, yeah. I'm healthy.
In other ill news, our resident ill kid who works on the show.
Oh, here we go again.
Her head's gone massive again. Hi, Becky.
Hi. Awesome. It's not my fault. I just said to the one that doesn't speak this morning, I was like, I'm just bored of having a headache and looking like Ting Tong.
Yeah.
I think it's sinuses again, but why it makes my face swell up like this, I really don't know.
Do you want to go home?
No, I'm okay.
Are you going to soldier on?
I'm going to soldier on,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, how brave.
Anyway, I hope you're all right this
She's
afternoon.
She's not saying that off air. No. She's desperately trying to
it's
get
It's nearly
away.
Home time on Monday. Woo! Radio 1 Podcast. I'm just going to clear up some business on the text. Martin on the M1 South says, did you invite the Hoff to share your home over the weekend? There's no need to be shy. No. And also, Maddie and Connor can back that up because they saw him on Jumeirah Beach in Dubai yesterday running along in some red shorts. I made the red shorts bit up, but he was running along the beach, walking along the beach.
So you made most of that?
Yeah.
So he was just on
the
beach.
I was just trying to relive Baywatch in people's minds. He was walking slowly along the beach in Dubai. It was a while ago, Baywatch.
On a Zimmer.
On a Zimmer frame. There we are. Someone says, this is suspicious. Aled has a bad voice too. I haven't been pashing Aled over the weekend. Seriously, really not.
More than one person in a building can have a bad throat.
Yeah. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1
Podcasts. Podcast. Somebody wants to know if you've been filming a new series of Search for a Sex Bomb.
No.
And whether that's all the, and all the shouting has taken its toll.
No.
No?
Right, here's a question for you.
Yeah.
Do you know how your parents got together?
No. I don't, actually.
It's one of those things you kind of... Part of you doesn't really want to know. Do you know what I mean?
No, it's not something I've ever asked. I don't actually want to know. Really?
Becky, do you know how yours got together?
I think my dad was going to visit his girlfriend at university and then bumped into my mum and realised he liked her more.
God.
Really?
So she stole him from another woman?
I think so.
Brilliant.
Now, I was with a mate in Southampton over the weekend, right? And he has found out that his parents met. He didn't know either until recently. He found out that they met when he came round to plumbing her washing machine. Am I being had here, do you think?
Yes.
Was he like Dino Rod?
Yeah. And next thing you know, they start...
What?
They started dating and they get married.
It's the bright bands that come to swear you plumbing.
I thought that kind of thing only happened in Desperate Housewives. Not that romantic, is it, if it's true?
Really? Not really, no.
I'm
to
hit to your pipes. Oh, let's get married. And he's kind of wondering how many other handymen she's dated along the way before she met the dad.
He doesn't need to think like that.
I know, but you'd kind of... I do kind of want to know, but at the same time, I really don't. It's just something a bit wrong about thinking about it.
How many other men had your mum stolen before your dad?
Oh. She's lovely, my mum.
Just a one-off, was it?
Don't be mean.
It was a question, that was all.
If anybody else, right, knows how their parents met, because one that doesn't speak, welcome back, by the way. Do you know how your parents met? No. I'd like to know, if anyone out there
if they know how the one that doesn't speak's parents met?
Yeah. No, not that, obviously. That would be a bit narrow. But if you know how your parents met, then text me at 81199.
Can I say if either my mum or my dad are listening, don't want to know. Radio
1 Podcasts. Hi, Polly.
Hi.
You're right.
Yes, thanks.
Where are you today?
I'm in Scorton.
A lot of people know how their parents met. How did yours meet?
They met over a dead body.
Over a dead body?
Yeah.
Like a proper dead body?
Well, yeah, they were medical students. And they have to, like, chop people up to look at them. And that's how they met.
So it's really romantic.
Their eyes met, did they, across a dead body?
Well, they were told that the best people to go for were the short, thin people. So they both ran for the short, fat, thin person, and that's how they met.
Hey?
Yeah.
Well, so do you get a choice, do you?
Well, I don't know. Maybe you did back then. I don't know if you still do.
Are you talking about the dead body that was the short and thin, or your mum?
The dead body.
Oh, I see. Right. That's really nice. So there they are, right? Imagine this. Both medical students. Yeah. Smelling slightly of formaldehyde, as they do. And their eyes meet over the thin, small person who is deceased. And it's love. Can I ask, was it like at a wedding? You know when they cut the cake and hold the knife together?
Maybe it was.
Wait, wouldn't they both have masks on?
Well, probably, I don't know.
You don't want to know any more details,
really,
do you?
I've seen Silent Witness. I thought they had masks on and, like, a hair bonnet, so they'd have only seen each other's
eyes. Couldn't even see their face. Love you, Polly.
OK, bye.
Did she reverse the charges?
I don't know. Hi, Will.
Hi, Scott.
What's going on?
Yeah, well, I'll tell me why I'm from work.
Right, OK, and do you know how your parents met and wish you didn't?
I do, yeah. My dad was actually trying to get off with my auntie at the time in a pub.
Right.
But she had a fella. And my mum turned up, and the twins, and they're very similar, so he settled for my mum.
Settled for your mum instead?
Yeah, but they've been together 27 years now.
Exactly. They're twins? I think that's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
Same.
And since that night, he has stopped trying to get off with your auntie, has he?
Yeah, obviously, yeah. She's got a big husband.
All right.
She's got a big husband.
I like Tez designing in Leeds, who's emailed to say he only recently found out that his mum and dad met at a Tarts and Tramps fancy dress party as well.
Scott Mills.
Hello.
Hello.
Hiya. Do you know how your parents met? You do, okay. I bet you didn't want to find out.
No, slightly embarrassing.
Okay. We were just talking about this earlier. I actually don't know how my parents met, neither do you, chappers.
Becky, I don't know. Becky, I know how your parents met. Yeah. Mum's told me.
Becky has a rough idea of how... they met, but it's kind of one of those things that you don't really want to know, but... go on, then, tell me yours.
My parents met when my mum was in a wet T-shirt competition in Brighton.
Oh, wow.
Shame.
Yeah.
Yeah, my dad was in the crowd, and...
it wasn't a judge,
was he a judge? Yeah,
I don't think so, no, but needless to say, she won the competition.
Wow. Did she?
Yes.
And how long have they been married?
They were only married a year.
Oh, I see.
Oh, right.
Sorry about that.
No, that's fine.
I was going to say, any single ladies, that seems to be a good way of getting a husband.
What, a t-shirt competition?
Yeah, you wouldn't think they were the settling down types, would you? Like, well, I might have a competition. I'd pour some water over my breasts. But
are you saying her mum isn't a settling down type?
No, I'm not saying that at all. Oh, God, anyway, this is going wrong. So, I love you.
I love you too.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Hi, it's Scott.
Are you milking that ill voice to try and make you sound more sexy?
Look, love, this happens like once a day every year where I have a voice that sounds half manly.
Once a day every year?
Been stacking up all the voiceovers? Book them all in for today?
No.
So this happens daily, every year?
Once a day.
Do you mean it just happens once a year?
Once a year. Once a year, I mean.
Yeah.
Oh, shut up, I'm ill. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
It's Sharon from Reading.
Hi, Sharon from Reading. How can I help?
I was just ringing to let you know how my mum and dad met.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about this earlier. I was just asking if you knew how your parents met. Go on, then.
Yeah, my dad was a store manager for Woolies up in Birkenhead, and my mum was one of the sales assistants, and they met across the pick and mix.
Oh. Yeah, and then
many, many years later, that's how I met my husband as well.
Well, you were also at the pick and mix?
Yeah.
At the same pick and mix?
No, it wasn't the same one. This was the one in Reading.
So you thought, this worked for my mum and dad. I'm going to go to pick and mix at Woolworths and actively look for a man.
Well, I got myself a job in Woolworths just on the off chance that I might meet a man that way.
So how much of your working day did you spend walking up and down by the pick and mix trying to catch any man's eye?
Probably about 80% to 90%.
Wow. Well, at least you're honest about that. That's so romantic. So that's, like, been passed down for a whole generation there. That's
it
really
has,
nice.
And now I worry, what's my son going to do? Because there's no Woolies anymore.
Oh, rubbish, there's no pick and mix.
No.
So was he just, like, helping himself to the white mice or whatever? And
yeah, he was, actually. Naughty boy.
Oh, I used to love those white mice.
White mice are mean. I'm sorry, if someone chose white mice, I wouldn't.
White mice are lovely.
Yeah,
no,
sorry,
it's
you're
all
wrong.
About the jelly sweets, like cola bottles.
No, can't have the jelly sweets because they would then get stuck in your teeth. You don't want to be there picking your teeth whilst trying to attract the attention of a man, do you?
You don't want a mouse in your mouth, do you, when you're trying to seduce someone?
Well,
I doubt they seduce someone at the pick and mix.
Is that how you did it, sucking on a mouse?
Well, yeah.
Right. So you wouldn't go out, if a man, let's say you were the pick and mix, you wouldn't date a man that was having the white mice?
I did have pick and mix on the weekend and my boyfriend put in a couple of white mice and I have to say I went off in a tiny bit.
Did you? You are seriously weird.
Oh, that's really nice. How long have you been married?
Well, we've known each other for 16 years. We've been married for 5.
Bless. And are you now? So you're really worried that your little boy will grow up lonely?
Partnerless, yeah. I'm quite concerned about it.
Very.
It's you know, it's really sad.
You could go to the cinema more.
That's true, but yeah. it wouldn't be carrying on the family tradition.
Still pick and mix there, see?
Well, there is, but
it's a bit more expensive, though, isn't it?
Gone.
A bit more expensive than it was.
Well, it is, and it was a sad day when Woolies closed its doors, you know.
I love you.
I love you too.
BBC Radio 1 Podcast.
Hello, if you've just tuned in, people going, what's happened to your voice? Yeah, just a bit of a cold, it's all fine. It's 5:13.
Oh, well, soldiering.
I don't like to talk about
no,
it.
No, you
just
don't.
Soldier on.
Yeah.
Oh, what's occurring is coming up at 5:30. I'm going to play Reverie by Kings of Leon. Do you love Harry Hill's TV burp?
I love Harry Hill's TV burp.
Do you love Harry Hill's TV burp?
I do, but I only got into it recently.
Right.
And I wish I hadn't. I wish I'd known
along.
About it forever.
So good.
It's brilliant.
Now, I thought everyone thought that, right?
Yeah.
I was with my brother's girlfriend at the weekend.
Where was your brother? Where was your brother?
He just went shopping, so we were just in. Yeah, it's fine. And we were watching it.
You have to justify yourself to us.
Well, you asked. And she doesn't like it.
Really?
She just really doesn't like it at all. She finds it humour-free. Now, I thought that was one of those things that absolutely everybody in the whole world, or in the UK...
There's nothing not to like about it, yeah.
I know, I think it's brilliant. She really doesn't like it. But like, for instance, earlier we were talking about pick and mix. I thought everybody would like White Mice.
Yeah.
It turns out that not everybody does. Most people do.
Very
there
few
are people.
Don't.
Because you think everyone will like that. No.
Oh, it's just a strange concept. Why not just have a white chocolate button? Why do you have to have it shaped like a mouse? I don't want that.
You've redeemed yourself by liking Harry Hill's TV burp.
Yeah,
so that's okay. So you're not fully weird.
I just wonder if there's anyone else that doesn't get that or like that show. I just thought it was universal. I really did. Are you ready for what's occurring tonight?
Oh, yeah. What, after a victorious week last week? Did I win last week? Yeah, I think I did.
Yeah, you did win.
After a victorious win last week. Yeah, have you got some belters tonight?
Oh, it's good tonight. Really good. Including a bit of... No, I'm going to save it. If something was on TV last night, it was just like, blimey.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Right, coming up, Chantel, her T-shirt, and Kings of Leon. Hello, what's occurring? This is making my voice do really weird things at the end of sentences. Hello?
Hello.
Who's that?
Karen.
Hi, Karen, you're right.
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right, you know, soldiering on, Karen, you know.
Just a bit, yeah.
How can I help?
I just really like to say that Harry Hill is possibly the worst thing ever to grace
TV.
No. Yes.
I can't believe that there's people that don't like it. What are you on about?
Oh, he's just... He is about as funny as toothpick. He is really, really... Oh, I can't even describe it, because my words would just be, like, censored and I'd be banned forever on national TV.
Don't do that,
please.
So you don't think TV burp is funny?
No, I'm surprised at you, Chappers. Honest to God, I actually thought you'd hate it.
Why?
No.
Don't you think it's the same kind of stupid humour that we have?
No. You're funny.
Do you like white mice?
No, but I do like them little white things with the hundreds and thousands on top.
Right. Well, we didn't ask that, did we? I'd like to think that Harry Hill's a bit funnier than me, but okay, you're entitled to your opinion.
I would say he is.
Yeah, definitely. Is there anything or anyone that, like, everybody can agree on, do you think? There must be something that we can all... Like, you know, agree on that every single listener likes.
Right. Go on then.
Okay.
What are you going to suggest?
Kylie Minogue.
Right, okay.
Surely there is no one out there that does not like Kylie Minogue. Okay, so there are people that don't like TV burp and white mice, that's fine. Everyone loves Kylie, surely. If anyone can come up with something else that everybody universally likes.
All right, I'll suggest. This only applies to people that have seen the film, but I don't think there's anybody who, once they've seen Slumdog, could not like Slumdog.
Slumdog Millionaire?
No, Slumdog, yes. Slumdog
Millionaire. Saying that for people that haven't seen it, chap.
Yeah, but they're not going to know whether they like it or not because they haven't seen it.
Well, there's some people that might not have never seen it and just still go off think it's rubbish.
Well, then they're wrong. That's just irrational.
Okay. Anybody else? Say 1199. We're going to get some Kylie ones now. No!
podcast.
Quite a few people going, no, I never liked Kylie. Okay, right, I'm just trying to find something here that everybody universally likes and agrees on. It's not Harry Hill's TV burp, and I thought it was. It's not White Mice off of Pick and Mix, I thought it was. I thought it was Kylie. Okay, let me throw another one at you. Anton Deck.
Now, you see, I know people who don't like Anton Deck.
Oh, who? What are they on about? Why?
Do you think
they're brilliant.
Do you think Rye is just trying to wind us up?
Who?
What's on that? The taste. He says, I can't stand Kylie and Slumdog's the most overrated film I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I'd rather have spent the time eating white chocolate mice with TV burps.
Shouldn't have read that out, you see, because they're trying to get a reaction.
No, no.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who's that?
It's Ollie from Essex.
Okay, Ollie, have you got one?
I have got one easily, David Attenborough, absolutely.
David Attenborough?
Well, of course. He's, you know, who doesn't love David Attenborough?
Didn't David Attenborough just recently have a massive row with some people who didn't believe his version of how the world was created or something?
Oh, really?
Yeah. I can't remember, was it?
Well, they don't like him much, then.
Mm. Also, I didn't know that. Yeah.
Do you want to retract your David Attenborough now?
Well, you know, I still think he's amazing. You know?
Okay. What are what do you think about David Attenborough? Do you think we're going to get any haters?
No, I don't think. What can you hate about David
exactly.
Attenborough?
Exactly. I think we may have found the one thing that universally unites us.
Scott Mills. Radio
1. I didn't think it would ever be David Attenborough. I thought more likely to be TV Burr, but there we are.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Okay, now it's time for this.
Oh! What's occurring?
You know how it works. I've got three situations. You just tell me what happened next. Play along at home, if you will.
Oh! What's occurring?
A brand new week. Everyone's looking fresh and ready to go.
Can I win this one, please?
Because well, you're
just
really
for
well,
sympathy.
Yeah.
All right.
Becky's got a really big head again today. looks a bit like Ting Tong, just because of the... No, just because of the size of the head again. The sinuses are flaring, and I've got an ill voice, even though I don't feel ill.
But would you feel right, though, Becky, knowing that I'd let you win? Wouldn't you feel kind of slightly worthless?
Okay, I'll give it a go.
Okay.
I like the person that just texted in. Oh, it sounds like a waiting room at a doctor's surgery today, Radio 1.
Don't touch the magazines, because you might get germs.
Don't touch the magazines, and they're old anyway, so...
Yeah. Oh! What's occurring?
First one. You know Sharon Osbourne?
Yeah.
What are you saying like that for?
No, I'm not saying it for any reason, I'm saying yeah.
She was on that Piers Morgan chat show thing last night.
Right.
First one of the series. Now, I don't know if everyone watched it.
Nope.
It looked to me like it was filmed in exactly the same set as Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. They just wheeled Chris Tarrant out and wheeled Piers Morgan and Sharon Osbourne in.
Okay.
Probably the same audience. Anyway, question that Piers really wanted to know about was Danny Minogue, obviously, because they've had quite a public kind of falling out in the papers and stuff.
Yeah.
Here's my question to you. How many times did Sharon insult Danny in the show last night on ITV1? I thought this was a bit much, to be honest, when I saw it. Poor Danny. I think
like,
she's
properly,
right.
She properly had a go, did she?
Yeah, you'll hear it. It's like, whoa. How many times?
Six.
Sharon Osbourne insults Danny six times during the Piers Morgan show last night, says Chappers. Becky?
Eight.
Eight times.
Well, if it's seven, it's going to confuse him, isn't it?
Let's find out.
Oh.
Here's Sharon Osbourne talking to Piers Morgan last night about Danny Minogue.
I left X Factor because of Danny Minogue. I didn't enjoy working with her at all. The prospect of spending 6 months sat next to her. I just thought, my life's better than that.
Oh, my God.
I just didn't like her. And she would literally do this. I'm sweet little puppy.
And her plastic surgery's terrible.
Oh, it is bad. She wasn't qualified to judge. No sense of humour. Trying to do a show and she's pretending to be literally like this. I'm a little doggy. I went storming in the dressing room. There I was, all puffed up, you know. Let me get to her. Don't insult me by saying you didn't say it. At least own it. Oh, it was terrible. My God, it was terrible. She was like an insect, a mosquito. You know, when you're on holiday, week after week, she's still there. You know, and it's like, dog. God, she's still here. And she's like, well, I'm not saying this. No. Oh, no. See, I didn't hate her because hatred is very close to love. It takes a lot of emotion. And I don't have that time for her.
Whoa.
Why would the audience laugh at that? And none of that's funny.
It's quite, didn't hold back, did she, Sharon, there?
What a bitter woman.
Bitter or not, you got the point, because it was 16.
No, Becky got the point.
Oh, Becky got the point, because it was 16.
Good, strong, I wrote them down.
Wrote them down the wrong way. Well done, Becky.
Oh, what's the kidding?
You know,
she has a real problem, doesn't she?
And she has a rubbish Australian accent. At least Danny's Australian accent is better than Sharon's. Even though Danny actually is Australian.
Oh, yeah. So it would be, really.
So you'd hope it was better.
1-0 to Becky. You know Smell My Cheese?
Yeah.
It's back.
Yes.
Now, before, obviously, Bob Sinclair, who was the master, the cheese master, was on.
The original host.
Yeah, he was the original host. I took it upon myself to do my own version of Smell My Cheese at this year's Brit Awards.
Did you?
I talked to 5 people backstage at the Brits and asked them to sniff it. Now, bearing in mind, there was an issue because I thought they would have a fridge at the Brit Awards backstage, but they didn't. So by the time this got to the celebrities, it was, let's say, quite mature. A little bit sweaty. So I get all of them to smell my cheese. How many celebrities get it right out of 5 at the Brit Awards last week?
Out of 5? Do you know what? I'm gonna say none.
Nobody got it right.
Well, but no, just I think because, well, the celebrity censors might not be at their best if they've been celebrating at the Brits, and also you've left the cheese to sweat in a warm room for most of the day.
Okay, so none from Chappers. Beclar?
2.
Let's find out.
Oh.
Here's me playing my own version of Smell My Cheese.
Oh, John Kawasaki, do you mind if I waft this under your nose? Smell my cheese.
Do you know what? I love that. I think that is, it's not, that's Stilton, because it's not Gorgonzola. Is it Gorgonzola? Gorgonzola, Stilton, along them lines.
Oh, Tom Jones off of Sex Bomb. What do you think?
He's right. It's like a Gorgonzola or a Stilton.
No, you are both wrong. Oh, it's Duffy.
Please don't do this.
Yes, sexy lady from the valley. Smell my cheese.
Disgusting.
Yes, but what cheese is this?
Yours.
Yes, it is my cheese, but what type of cheese is it, Duffy?
Caffili cheese! That's
no, you fool! Thank you anyway, though. Have another sniff. Smell my cheese.
Dangerously close to my face, but thank you.
Oh, hello, scouting pour les filles, scouting for girls.
Hello.
I have something I'd like to place under your nose.
Oh, that is...
Smell my cheese.
I think it's a Danish blue. I think it's the Sainsbury's Danish blue.
You are a cheesy genius. It's my favourite. Love machines. Girls allowed. Sniff my cheese, lovely ladies.
Gorgonzola.
No, it's like...
Oh, no, it's your feet.
It's really...
It's your feet.
Like...
Scott.
It is not my feet, and I am not Scott. Try again, you minxes.
Rock... Oh, no, that's not... Rock fart.
Danish blue.
Oh, is that
Danish
not...
blue, it says on the back.
Yes, but you did cheat.
There we are. That was Scott Mills' Smell My Cheese. Obviously, I was in character. So even...
You know how most people have cheese and wine? Had you drunk all the wine before you did that?
Did you have it in the packet?
Yeah.
With the name written on it and everything.
On the bottom,
rubbish.
Yeah.
Rubbish. Okay. You're a rubbish cheese master.
So you showed Girls Aloud and Scouting for Girls the
Look,
label.
Do you want the point or not?
Yeah, yeah, but I said none. That's why I'm querying it.
So I get the point because I said 2 and it was 2.
Oh! What's the kidding?
I've written this wrong on the thing.
Oh. Okay, I kind of guessed you might have accidentally showed the label when the Scouting for Girls boys guessed Sainsbury's Danish blue, which would kind of imply you'd shown them a label.
Moving on. You know when you're listening to your MP3 player, what do you like listening to?
Kings of Leon.
Do you sing along?
Yeah, not in public.
No. Trouble is, you know when you've got like your headphones in, your earphones, you can't hear what you're singing, can you?
No.
Do you think you would stay in tune?
I wouldn't be in tune to start with.
You know Pippa, who works in our office?
Yeah.
Do you think she could stay in tune while she sings along with songs on her MP3 player?
No. Do I get the point? No.
Right, we got Pippa to sing 5 different songs with her earphones in so she couldn't hear herself. And this is what you will hear if you ever sit next to Pippa on a train or a bus. But my question is this. How many of the songs did she stay in tune for? Chappers.
Five songs. One.
One song?
Yeah.
Becky.
Four.
Four songs.
Who judges whether she stays in tune or not?
All of us.
Right, OK.
She's in tune.
Let's find out.
She isn't.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Pippa with song number one.
Are we human? Or are we dancers?
Remember, you're next to her on a bus.
My silence vital.
She can't hear herself, she can only hear the music.
And my hands are cold. And I'm on my knees, looking for the answer.
That's not true.
That's not really. That's a no. Next.
It's too late to apologise.
Good Lord.
It's too late. It's too late to apologise. It's too late.
What was that at the end? What was she doing?
She was doing a bit. That's not, no. Next.
Come make my dreams tiny hard as it seems.
No.
Loving
me
is as easy as pie. I'm just a leprous kid feeding my fantasy.
Really not.
Are you putting her voice through a voice changer or something?
No.
This is actually her
yeah.
singing voice.
This is how she sings on the bus. She doesn't realise it. Next.
Live
oh, jeez.
No. Where
no, that's a no. None so far.
I think my guess is that this will probably be horribly out of tune as well.
The winner takes it all. The loser standing small. Besides the victory. That's our destiny.
I'm so pleased I declined her offer to go and see Mamma Mia.
Thinking I've been on there.
So that's a no as well. So
has she ever thought of duetting with Wings?
The Chappers, you get a point there. That's right, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm not sure whether I'm really that happy to have got that point, having had to listen to her do that.
2-1 today on Oh,
well
what's
done,
occurring? Becky wins.
Oh, what's occurring?
The Scott Mills Daily.
All right, someone just texted in to 81199 saying, it's Pippa who works in your office on my bus at the moment. Because there's someone singing just like her. I don't know, let me just check if Pippa's gone home or not.
Far, wherever you are, I believe.
This is from Oh, What's Occurring earlier. Have you seen Pippa lately? She's gone home. She might
She's
be on someone's bus.
She's a little bit embarrassed.
Is she embarrassed? Mm. Is she still here, though? Because someone thinks she's sat on the bus next to them.
I haven't seen her for... Well, half an hour.
Right, it could be her then. I like some of the texts are like, does she know she's that out of tune? And my favourite, oh my God, I love Pippa, is she single? That'll be on a podcast tomorrow. I know, some people do want it. bbc.co.uk/radio1.
BBC Radio 1 Podcast.
Hi, I'm Scott Mills. I'll only be speaking like this for a day, possibly two at the most.
Now you're putting that on, that bit. You've gone a lot deeper there than you were earlier.
That was N-dubs and strong again.
That doesn't sound right.
Oh, no.
You don't sound right with a deep voice.
Right, before six, I don't think we got to the bottom of this, did we? We didn't find something that everybody liked.
No.
I was just saying, I was down home at the weekend and I was watching Harry Hill's TV Burp with my brother's girlfriend and she can't stand it. And now, up until that point, I thought that it was universally loved. And I'm just trying to find something that we can all agree on.
We're struggling, aren't we?
Well, I started off with TV Burp, then loads of people don't like it and think Harry Hill's as funny as Toothache. Then we've got Kylie, I suggested, some people didn't like her.
No.
Anton Deck, there were some people that really didn't like them. It's not White Mice off of Pick a Mix.
No.
It's not even David Attenborough, National Treasure David Attenborough. There were some people that didn't like him much. Well, there was a girl who didn't like him because of his nose, which I thought was a bit harsh.
Were people criticising Philip and Fern?
Yep.
Oh, were they?
Yeah, saying they can't stand him. They're just, I think it was their smug faces annoy me, somebody said. Well,
smug?
Okay, chocolate. Short, no. There's some people that don't like chocolate, though, isn't there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, brings some people out in a rash, doesn't it?
Mm. Yeah, they probably still like it, though. Anyway.
Nothing. Why would you like something that brings you out in a rash?
You still like the taste. Okay, so I've got a rash, but I've eaten some chocolate. It's fine. Okay, I've got one. This is the one I think is going to unite us all. Christopher Biggins.
Really?
Right, there's not... not to me, there's not one person that doesn't...
I give it 10.
I'm sure his laugh annoys some people.
But he's a ledge.
Did you see him on Come Dine With Me the other week?
No.
It was brilliant.
I've got it recorded. Why was it brilliant?
He was just funny. You just have to watch it.
Did he drink a lot of wine and go red and laugh a lot?
He tried to put something in Edwina Curry's glass of wine. I can't tell you what, but it was quite funny.
Really?
Yeah.
I think you should tell us what it is.
Was it a body part?
Part of his body.
Oh, God. Oh, no. Really? Really? Oh, God.
See, so I would imagine...
See, I've gone right off him now.
Yeah. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio
1 Podcasts. Podcast. Nick in Essex says, what about Britney Spears? Everyone loves her. We can all agree on her. Well, you'd think that. We all love her, obviously. But no, there are some misguided weirdos out there these days, Nick, that absolutely hate her. So she's off the list, I'm afraid. If it was me... like, just me and us, then she'd be very much on the list and we could all agree on her, but it's not. Paul?
Hello.
Right, go on. Something that everyone can agree on, please, and everyone can like.
It has to be this. Chimps in small versions of human clothes.
Eh?
Yeah, like the PG Tips ones. Yeah. Well, obviously the real ones, not the knitted one that they've got now.
Doesn't really do anything for me, that. No, sorry. What about you, Chappers?
I've never really thought about it, to be honest.
I'm thinking about it now, and I'm... No, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Make me laugh.
I'm not bothered either way. Hello, Radio 1.
Hello, it's Simon from Oxford Street.
Hi, Simon, what are you saying?
I'm saying that I can't stand Biggins at all.
God, I thought we'd had it with Biggins.
No, that totally fake poo laugh that he does all the time. He laughs, and then all of a sudden it's straight to an absolute straight face.
Right.
Totally annoying, can't stand the man.
Brilliant. Okay, well, I really thought that we've been doing this for hours now, and I thought we'd found someone or something that we can all agree on and like, and it's not Biggins.
You were so wide of the mark with Biggins. Biggins got more abuse on the text than probably any of the other suggestions.
Simon, who can we all agree on, please?
Surely it has to be the overlord that is Will Smith.
Anyone that doesn't like Will Smith?
Who can possibly not like Will Smith?
I'll let you know if you've got that right in a minute. It will be instantaneous on the text.
Yeah, I have one as well.
Go on.
Which will mean nothing to you.
Right.
But to every football fan it will,
yeah.
Which is Jeff Stelling. You see, and I think there's nobody that dislikes Jeff Stelling. He presents football on Sky.
Do a lot of people know who he is?
A lot of people know who he is.
Okay, sorry, Jeff, if you're listening.
I don't like him.
Why don't you like him?
Because he always sees what's going on before I do and just sits there and goes, oh, no.
No, he doesn't know. No, it's all the old footballers who see everything that's going on before you. He doesn't. He just holds it all together. And he does countdown as well.
Oh, him.
Yeah.
Okay, let's put it out there. Jeff Stelling or Will Smith.
I like the way you don't know him from sport, but you know him from countdown.
The Scott Mills Daily. He's still trying to find somebody that everybody likes and agrees on. Doing this for most of the afternoon. It's harder than I thought, to be honest.
A lot harder.
Started off with Harry Hill's TV burp. Danny?
Hello.
Hello, where are you?
London.
Okay.
Right, what
are you saying?
I can't agree with Jeff Stelling, I'm afraid, Jeffers.
Why? What's wrong with Jeff?
Well, two things. One, he's nowhere near as funny or clever as he thinks he is. And also, as a Liverpool fan, he's got a column in the Sun, so I can't like that. I'm sorry, Jeffers.
Mm. Right, well... I think he is as funny and clever as he thinks he is.
But you don't...
Someone does Jeffers, that's the main thing.
Yeah, but you don't think he's the person we can all agree on, do you?
Well, if I'm not in it, am I going to be the one...
Yeah. Well, you obviously are, you have, yeah.
No, there's a few others as well, to be honest, saying they don't like Jeff.
Not let me just. Many. They're all wrong.
Let me just have a look at this, Danny, make you feel better.
I'm okay with it anyway.
Mike off of Devon. I always wondered who that random bloke was on Countdown. Someone doesn't like Jeff because once...
Fill a dead man's shoes. You can't love that.
Well, also, somebody got their foot run over by Jeff once, and that's why they don't like him.
Well, that's ridiculous. I'm sure it was an accident.
Catherine?
Yeah?
Okay, what are you saying?
Well, I can't say that I like Jeff or Will, but I will suggest Richard Hammond.
So, no, it's not Will Smith or Jeff Sterling, but you're throwing Richard Hammond in now.
Yeah.
As the person we can all agree on and like, universally.
I can shatter that straight away, because there's somebody in this building that I work with quite closely from time to time, but shall remain nameless.
Who could that be?
Says that he's disappeared up his own backside and has been quite rude on the past couple of occasions that he's met him.
Right, that's
him. I can't say who that was, obviously.
I've never met the man, but that's him off the list.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Radio 1, right, I've got a list of people that... our listeners have suggested.
Right.
Can we universally like any of these people? All of us have to like this person, right? No one's allowed to be a hater or not even slightly dislike them. Chris Akabusi. Sam in London.
Fair enough, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Jeremy Clarkson. No, really not. Stephen Fry.
Yeah.
A lot of people like him. Paul and Danielle say, oh yeah, this is probably the one. A lot of people saying Stephen Fry. Gary Lineker.
Well, he was very nice when I spoke to him yesterday, but I know some people who don't like him.
John in Dundee. Got to be Lorraine Kelly. Every man wants her. Every woman wants to be her mate.
I thought you say every woman wants to be her.
Cheryl Cole? Maybe. Actually, that's quite a good one, Cheryl Cole. Dawn French.
Huh?
These are quite good, actually. Claudia Winkleman.
No.
From Grace in Guildford. Woman doesn't speak like, oh yeah. She's looking hot on TV at the weekend. Whew.
I don't have anything against her. I'm just sure there are some people that...
I just don't think
it'll be universal,
no.
That's all.
Surely everyone likes Nell McAndrew is my favourite text from Ian and Lisa in Bury St Edmunds. Oh, surely, of course. I don't think we found it.
I've got it.
Go on.
Donkey from Shrek.
Let me know. 8199. Really? Donkey. Oh, I know, yeah.
Yeah, the donkey.
It's the
from
donkey
Shrek.
One in Shrek.
I know that.
How can you get that confused?
I know that.
No, he's not on Countdown.
On the podcast at the moment.
How more obvious could Donkey and Shrek be?
On the podcast at the moment.
Is that the green one?
The Skins cast and the Hoff from last week. All the Brit stuff from backstage. Sarah Cox's food medley for the last day of her in for Sarah Cox. And my weird invitation to that hotel room with that nice man and his wife from last week, which I didn't accept. Full stories online at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.